of Jerusalem's old city to retrace the footsteps of Jesus, a procession that ends at the ancient church of the Holy Sepulchre, the traditional site of the crucifixion. This year, Eastern Orthodox and Roman Catholic churches mark Good Friday at the same time. Dmitry Poletnitsyn from St. Petersburg in Russia says he's looked forward to this day for a long time.
It's very important for us because we are Orthodox Christians and we would like to become a better person, you know.
Christian pilgrims will attend events held in the Old City over the next couple of days, ending with special ceremonies on Easter Sunday. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Jerusalem.
6 weeks ago, Senator John Ensign of Nevada announced he would not seek re-election, but had no plans to resign.
Resigning would be admitting guilt, and I did not do the things that they're saying.
Now Ensign says he will resign effective May 3rd. Nearly 2 years ago, the married 52-year-old Republican acknowledged an affair with a staffer, but has long insisted he's done nothing wrong. He's being investigated by the Senate Ethics Committee. He says he feared that probe would result in more wear and tear on himself and his family. This is NPR News.
It is 8:33. Support for NPR comes from the Principal Financial Group, managing investments and working to help build dreams for more than 130 years. The Principal at dreamagain.com. Coming up later today, a report about a solar-powered zoo, and also WCVE's John Ogle will have a report about a man who was unable to get high-speed internet service for his home and decided to create his own network. But joining us now, reporter and columnist Jeff Shapiro from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for analysis of Virginia political news. And good Friday morning to you, Jeff.
Good Friday to you, Sean.
Good Friday. Are we any closer to redistricting? Because the governor vetoed the plan that was recently sent to him.
And boy, did he tick off a lot of people for doing just that. The House Republican leadership is not too pleased with the governor's move, nor is the Senate Democratic leadership. But there seems to be a lot of brinksmanship afoot here, and some speculation that the next go-around, the governor would actually sign the bill, and a bill that would probably not include too many significant changes. The problem that all hands have right now is that they appear to be, you know, on the limb, and they need to kind of, you know, talk each other back in. And the big talking point is, if the legislature doesn't draw boundaries for the House and Senate, perhaps a federal court will. And that has a lot of people concerned, because a court not bound by such concerns as incumbent protection might come up with a map that is, to use Bob Holdsworth's term, a bit neutral. As a result, maybe more competitive, politically competitive, that is. And a legislature that has its roots in such a map might not be terribly accountable or much interested in doing business with the current legislative leadership, or for that matter, the governor. So let's watch the next couple of days for some signals that perhaps the parties have come and reasoned together.
The governor also created a little bit of a national ripple this week in his support of changes to wording in the anti-bias clause and adoption standards.
Yes, this is another touchy problem for the governor, another opportunity for his adversaries, his critics, to depict him as hostile to gay Virginians. The bottom line here is that standards would be adopted, affirmed, if you will, that would not force faith-based adoption agencies to place children with same-sex couples. And there's a good deal of hot rhetoric over this one as well. But politically, both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats, are looking at this as an opportunity to kind of affirm their commitments to core constituencies.
What's the status of Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli's suits against health care law right now?
Well, there is a chance, perhaps today, maybe next week. We've been waiting for about a week on this, that the Supreme Court of the United States will announce whether it will buy into Cuccinelli's request for an accelerated appeal of the of that big decision he won at the trial court level, challenging elements, important elements of President Obama's health care reform initiative. Now, the administration would like this to run the regular route, which means the next stop would be the Fourth Circuit here in Richmond. But the Cuccinelli Attorney Generalship is worried that perhaps a change in the Supreme Court would mean a less favorable decision at the end of the day. And so here's a great opportunity for Ken Cuccinelli, much like Bob McDonnell, on a point we discussed a moment ago, to keep his core constituents revved up and in line.
We'll get to this week's Chad Planking in just a moment, an annual event where people rub shoulders and make political announcements. Was Terry McAuliffe there? I can't find confirmation on that so
Terry
far.
Terry McAuliffe was not there.
Not
Terry
there.
McAuliffe
okay.
Perhaps should have been there, having announced the previous day that he's reached terms with International Paper to use part of that shuttered paper plant in Isle of Wight County. McAuliffe's plan is to manufacture wood pellets as a substitute fuel for coal-fired generators, mostly in Europe. That's a mouthful, yes, but this is all about politics, and this is the Mark Warner approach, if you will, of blending politics and business. McAuliffe, of course, likely to seek the Democratic nomination for governor again in 2013, having run a distant second in the 2009 Democratic primary, and that he wasn't at the Shad Planking, at least to talk up this talking point, if you will. I guess surprised some, though apparently he hadn't planned for some time to make an appearance there.
We've got about a minute left. So, to the Shad Planking, on the obvious question, was anything fishy going on?
Very good, Sean. Very good. It was a thinly attended Shad Planking, not unusual given that we're at the point in the political calendar that there's not a lot going on. We'll only be electing legislative representatives this year, if all goes according to plan. But that didn't stop George Allen from making a big show as a candidate for the Republican Senate nomination, actually for his old job. That's friendly turf, Southside Virginia, for George Allen, and he was warmly received. Kane was not there. Cuccinelli was not there. Bowling was there and talked up by Bob McDonald, the primary speaker, pun intended, as McDonald's heir apparent.
Reporter and columnist Jeff Shapiro joining us from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and thank you, Jeff.
You bet.
The Cincinnati Zoo today, Earth Day, is